Well, I guess, do we have any prayer requests?
Good morning, Reverend. Good morning,
okay. Wilbur and Marcus, maybe if you're traveling home. Not sure when they're traveling home. Might be on the road, are they? Not yet. Okay. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning, and we just thank you for the beautiful weather you've given us, Lord. Just thank you for allowing us to be here together. Just be with the people in Mexico, the brothers and sisters. Help them, brothers and sisters around the world. Be with Marcus and Wilbur as they travel home this week or whatever their plans are. Bless them and guide them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. Well, I didn't study, so I don't really know what this chapter is about. So, it says here at the heading, it says, by David for teaching when he burned Mesopotamia of Syria, and Syria, Soba and Joab returned to this and struck 12,000 in the Valley of Salt. O God, you drove us off and destroyed us. You were angry and had mercy on us. You made the earth quake and you troubled it. Repair its ruins, for it was shaken. You showed your people difficult things. You made us drink the wine of bewilderment. You gave a sign to those who fear you, so they may flee from the face of the bow. That your beloved may be rescued, saved with your right hand, and hear me. God spoke in his holy place. I will greatly rejoice and divide Shechem, and I will measure out the valley of the tabernacles. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine, and Ephraim is the strength of my head. Judah is my king. Moab is the cauldron of my hope. Over Edom I will extend my shoe. Foreign tribes were subject to me. Who will bring me into a fortified city? Who will lead me as far as Edom? Will not you, O God, who drove us away? And will not you, O God, go out with our armies? Give us help from affliction, for the salvation of man is useless. But in God we shall work power, and he will utterly scorn those who afflict us. Well, in the first verse, a couple verses there, it talks about, oh God, you drove us off and destroyed us. You were angry and had mercy on us. How many people do you think there are that could be angry with someone and then still have mercy on them? Bless your... probably not very many. That's how God wants us to be, though. So. Okay. Well, I guess I don't know what your verses were this week.
Dad taught me to work until the job was done, and I'm still trying to learn it.
My dad is teaching me to do a job without very many breaks.
Okay. Maybe you could just give us a report next week about that, how that went this week. I don't have anything for you. The older boys, I don't know. Do what we were supposed to do last week.
Yeah, you
did. Okay, yeah. So, do you have anything from last week that's come up and say anything? I think it was something about loving your neighbor, right?
Yeah, how to treat others.
Okay. How do you keep going?
And John 13, 34, 35, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
I thought about the verse Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself, and it was one of the main points that he was trying to make. If you're trying to serve God, but if you don't love other people, you miss quite a bit of the point.
I was just thinking yesterday or the other day about how that we all have weaknesses of our own. And I thought about the verse, we ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and how that we really do have weaknesses that we have to be patient with. And then I was thinking how it's so easy to overlook our own weaknesses and to become proud and not realize when we need help with something or...
Matthew 5:38-44. You have heard this said, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone wants to shoot you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forsakes you to go in my... Go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asketh you. Do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard this and said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
I had wisdom to Sirach, chapter 4, verse 4 through 5. Do you not reject a suppliant who is afflicted, nor turn your face away from a poor man. Do not turn your eye from a needy man. Do not give a man occasion to curse you.
I have Ephesians 4:32, and be kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
Matthew 5:44. Be good to those that hate you, bless those that curse you, and pray for those which despitefully use you and persecute you.
I had John 15:12-13. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love is no one than this, but a man lay down his life for his friends. I was just thinking, kind of, just now a hot thought hit me, and maybe it doesn't mean literally die for somebody, but to lay down his life for somebody, be there for him, forget about yourself, and live for somebody else. Then I'll think of something for tonight.